everybody, and welcome to worship in this virtual way here at Dorseyville Alliance Church. We're grateful that you have joined us and look forward to this time of worship together. As you have watched that video of the Great Commission Day offering, caring in chaos, it's our opportunity. Already the Alliance family worldwide has given close to $1.2 million towards 10 projects that are specifically caring in chaos at different places around the world as we walk through this COVID-19 crisis worldwide. It is our opportunity over these next couple of weeks to join in that effort. And if you are interested in doing that, you can either go to the cmalliance.org website and you can give directly there. And if you want to make sure that Dorseyville Alliance gets credit for our Great Commission Fund giving, just put in your church name, Dorseyville Alliance Church. Or you can send it directly to the church or do online giving and make sure that you designate GC Day Offering, GC Day Offering, and we'll make sure that it goes towards that support worldwide of our workers, specifically in those 10 projects, that the Lord would continue to use them to bring care in the midst of chaos, even as he would use us here in our own local community. We're grateful for your faithful giving and your participation. And I look forward to hearing more stories of what God is doing around the world. This week, we start a new series for discipleship groups. We'll be starting the book of Romans. For 6 weeks, we'll be doing Romans 1 through 3. And then later in the summer, we'll be doing Revelation chapter 1 through 3, looking at the seven churches in Revelation. And so if you are not a part of discipleship groups already, now's a great time to start Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. and also Thursday evening at 7 p.m. We do encourage social distancing and mask wearing for those who are especially concerned and want to make sure that those who are in the immunocompromised and in the vulnerable categories that you do really consider whether you would come out or not. Whatever you choose to do, we fully support that. It's a great opportunity, however we choose to worship together, that we are engaging one way or another. If you have not participated in discipleship groups, we would encourage you to give a call to the church just so we make sure that we don't go over the 25-person limit. If you have any questions, you can also give the church a call. Today is Memorial Day weekend. Sunday, tomorrow is Memorial Day, as you're watching this most likely. And though normally on Memorial Day weekend, we would be taking time to be able to honor those who have served our country, this morning, though, we may not physically have people stand and give them the honor that we desire to show them in service to our country. We still want to honor you. And so if you or a family member have served, or if you are one who is serving or a family member serving, thank you. We honor those who have given and sacrificed on behalf of our country so that we might live in this land that the Lord has privileged us to live in. And every time we have freedom, freedom is not used just for my own good, but it is always used to be exercised for the rights and the good of others. And so even as we think of those who have served, what a wonderful example of freedom, using their freedom for the good of others, that others might live. May we follow their example as well, just as Christ has used his freedom for us. This morning, we want to pray for them and pray for all of those who are listening, that this would be a time that is blessed. So let's look to the Lord together as we begin in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, we love you, we worship you, we exalt the name of Jesus. For Jesus, you are the reason that we are gathering together, whether here in the sanctuary or whether it is in a home somewhere on Sunday or during the week sometime. Jesus, you're the reason. We pray blessing over our workers all around the world who are caring in the midst of chaos. May you use them for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, and lost people to be found. May lost people be found even during this time in our country. And Father, we do give thanks and we do honor those who have given of their lives in service to our country. We pray blessing over them. For those who grieve today, we pray the comfort of Jesus. For those who are serving still, we pray the protection of Jesus. And for those who have served, we pray, Jesus, that you might encourage and strengthen them, even as we are grateful for them. Father, by your Spirit, we welcome your presence, wherever we are at, to come. For it's your presence that changes us. Come, Holy Spirit, exalt Christ. And so, Father, may your kingdom come. May your will that is done perfectly in heaven be done in our midst, be done in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Good morning. So by this point, we've been spending approximately 2 months worshiping on Sunday mornings from within our individual homes. And so this morning, as we worship together in spirit, I just want to encourage you to be extra intentional about your worship, to not grow comfortable and lazy in our time of praise, but really use this time to, like I said, be intentional in your praise. So, for example, if you haven't been singing out loud and just sitting and listening, maybe challenge yourself to sing your praises out loud within your home. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone this morning. So maybe take up a different posture as well. Fall on your knees humbly in worship or raise your hands. Do something different within your worship this morning. So as to not grow comfortable and lazy and fall on autopilot, but to just really seek to experience the Lord this morning and lift up your praises to him with a humble heart.
Streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name,
blessed be your name, when the sun shining down on me, world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, for this pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
You give and take away, you give. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name.
Heavenly Father, we lift up our praises to you this morning because you are good and you are worthy, Lord, and you are holy. God, we just pray that you would take joy, the sound of our praises this morning. Jesus, we count everything else in this world as loss in comparison to the joy and the blessings that come in Christ. And so, Lord, we just want to hand everything over to you this morning. God, we let go of our sorrows, of our pains, of our sickness, our anxieties. We just let it go and fix our eyes upon you this morning, Jesus. Amen.
Trading my sins.